Time to go to Kirikiriroa for the rural news. Susan Murray is here. Kia ora, Susan.
Kia ora.
Now, the pork industry slamming the government for refusing to make labelling country of origin mandatory on all imported pork.
Yes, new regulations are expected to be enacted later this year, which will aim to give shoppers more information about where their food comes from. And as part of this, imported pork will need to be labelled with its country of origin. However, the pork industry says there's a huge loophole that has been left unaddressed. And that's because pork that's imported and then further processed in New Zealand, including to make things like bacon, ham and sausages, will still not be required to show such labelling. New Zealand Pork's chair Eric Roy says more than half of the pork consumed here is imported, and the proposed regulations as they currently stand will leave many consumers none the wiser.
That's hugely frustrating, because what it actually allows is if an importer does just a minor adjustment to the meat, he marinates it or infuses it with a bit of moisture, it can be labelled as New Zealand product. And that's the bit that we find. It's a get-out-of-jail card. He's left them.
Eric Roy says the industry wants the labelling of country of origin on all imported pork compulsory. But he says the Consumer Affairs Minister recently told the industry provisions in the Act would not be changed. That's hugely disappointing.
From our point of view as pig producers in New Zealand, about 60% or just slightly more than is imported. And it's run under a different regime from New Zealand, and some of it would not be allowed to be produced in New Zealand. And we think people ought to be able to choose wisely about the origin of the food. And the third thing is, the more promotion we put into what we're doing and the nutritional value of pork and the eating quality of pork, the imported pork's making no contribution to that, and they're kind of picking up market share all the time on the back of our advertising.
Eric Roy from New Zealand Pork. Consumer Affairs Minister David Clark says including items like bacon and sausages within the mandatory country of origin labelling regime would increase the complexity of the regulations and create an inconsistency between the treatment of pork products and other processed foods.
Well, meanwhile, Susan, I guess a relatively kind summer has meant a great quality kiwi fruit crop.
That appears so, Susie. New Zealand's largest kiwi fruit grower, Sika, is feeling very good about how this season's fruit is looking. Harvesting's just got underway, and Sika expects to handle 36 million trays of the fruit. That's up more than 4 million on last year. And Chief Executive Michael Frank says the split between the Sun Gold and the Green Hayward varieties is about 50-50.
Fruit quality looks excellent. There was a little bit of a rainy period last year in pollination around November, and so that's affected the fruit pollination a little bit. But really through the summer we've had regular amounts of rain. We haven't had that drought, that severe drought that we had for the last two seasons. Fruit size is good. Quality looks excellent, looks pretty clean, so we're looking forward to handling it.
Michael Frank says labour does remain a big challenge due to the current travel restrictions. And meanwhile, one other problem thrown up by COVID-19 is shipping delays. Sika supplies its fruit to the export marketing company Zespri. Mr Franks expects there will be challenges.
We've just come off a pretty difficult avocado season. Very, very successful for growers, and the market's been fantastic. But every single vessel voyage that we had was affected some way by freight disruption. Zespri is a much bigger player in the freight market, but with things like container availability and actually when vessels call, they're all disrupted. It'll provide a challenging process for us. It's just a challenging season from a shipping perspective. We're anticipating it.
Sika Chief Executive Michael Franks. That ends the rural news for now, and the team will be back in midday report.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Susan Murray there from Kirikiriroa this morning with the rural news.